Good morning. This is Mike Switzer with the South Carolina Business Review. While working in the nursing home and assisted living industries in South Carolina's Lowcountry for over 15 years, our next guest discovered a need for home meal delivery that has since turned into a thriving and growing business for him and his family. Tony Maycar owns Gourmet on Wheels in Beaufort, South Carolina, our SCORE success story of the month. SCORE, if you don't know, is the all-volunteer small business counseling arm of the U.S. Small Business Administration. Tony, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
So tell us how all of this got started.
Yes, something's happened out of maybe desperation. I was in the nursing home industry for a good long time and decided to try something different. And figured out where we were living in Beaufort, South Carolina. A lot of retirees and a lot of kids don't live around here. They go off or the retirees have moved here from afar and they really don't have many options for good, healthy food as they're in their homes and they try to age in place. And so we started cooking out of a country club kitchen when it was closed on Mondays. And we started delivering the meals on Tuesdays.
And how did you find your first customers?
You know, the economy was kind of crashing and a few caterers, local ones in town, went out of business. And so there were folks who were traveling to their location to pick up meals and going to the hospital. There's mobile meals and Meals on Wheels, asking around if there's people they thought were potential customers. And went to with my healthcare background, I went to the hospitals and the nursing homes and let them know what I was doing as they discharged folks to their homes. Now we sometimes get calls from daughters up in Michigan or across from Texas or California, and their mom's in the hospital and dad can't cook, so can we help? We've got a little website so people can find us from afar now.
And how did SCORE get involved?
As I was still working as a nursing home administrator, my wife and I were looking to do something on our own, and then my mother had told me about SCORE. She lives in Charleston. And so we looked those folks up. They're the ones that would help you start a business, show you how to do it right from the get-go, and help to manage that process and make sure you're going to have a good chance of being maybe successful. So they've helped incredibly, and they keep up with us, and they keep up as we grow. I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for SCORE, that's for sure.
And so are you delivering hot meals, or are they frozen? Are they prepackaged?
Yeah. What we do is we cook all day Monday, and we deliver on Tuesday, all the meals fresh. So we deliver them fresh in these containers that are microwavable and freezable. So folks will order maybe four or five, and they'll put two in the freezer, keep two or three in the refrigerator, eat those up during the week, and then pull them out when they want them.
What have been your challenges getting this business up and running?
Probably took me a while to figure out what to do, you know, thinking of my strengths and weaknesses that SCORE helped me with. That marketing, you know, that costs a lot of money to get the word out. Spent a lot of time working at farmers markets, making fresh gazpacho from the local, buy local tomatoes from the farmers and vegetables, and work at the Bluffton and the Beaufort Farmers Market. Just a lot of marketing was probably the biggest task to get the word out. And sometimes people don't want to look at you or hear from you until they've been around for a few years. Then they start giving you little ideas. So at first we're catering, doing a lot of catering as well. It was a great way to market and get paid for it, actually, if you do catering. But now I'm actually started running an assisted living facility in the past 10 months, a real nice place right around the corner. So I'm not doing much catering. We're pretty much just really sticking to making sure we cook and deliver each week low-salt, low-sugar meals to folks in their homes.
And I understand you were also honored last year by SCORE in the Lowcountry there as the Client of the Year.
That is a great honor to be surrounded by folks who understand how much it takes to start something and keep it going. That felt really, really good. I had my family be a part of this, so my mom came from Charleston and my wife came with me, and it was really neat to have that award. It's something special.
Tony, do you have plans to turn this into a full-time operation with your own kitchen?
I do. Yeah, I run a assisted living facility called River Oaks, and actually looking at bringing it in to River Oaks, maybe, and then feeding our residents, and also connecting with schools, and there's some charter schools that might need a little help cooking for their kids. So, basically, looking at staying locally and just doing a real good job here before we turn it into anything bigger, I have thought about. We have delivered to the Charleston area a little bit, so that's exciting. But right now, just trying to keep it simple and use the resources we have around us to keep ourselves solid.
Tony, congratulations on your success so far. Good luck with everything going forward.
Thank you very much, Mike.
Tony Maycar is owner of Gourmet on Wheels. He spoke to us from his office in Beaufort, South Carolina, and his business is our SCORE success story of the month. We will have a link to Tony's website posted at our webpage so you can learn more about this topic, as well as a link to the SCORE website. And our web address is etvradio.org/scbr. And with the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.